Good morning and welcome to the Grace Hour broadcast, brought to you every Sunday morning at this time by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson. This morning we have with us, once again, Reverend Jacob McLean, Chairman of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica and Pastor of the Hampton Green Missionary Church, located at 2 St. John's Road, Spanish Town, St. Catherine. As always, we invite you to write to us for comment or counsel. Our email address is mcaj@cwjamaica.com. This week's broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Missionary Church, located at 5 Highbury Crescent, Morant Bay, St. Thomas. Reverend Patricia Salmon and the congregation invite you to worship with them in their morning service at 9. Do stay with us. In a moment, we bring you this morning's message.
In this world of darkness,
we are given light.
Hope for all the dying. How will they know? How will they know that
morning. Last month, our focus was on the Holy Spirit's empowerment for effective ministry. The key text was Acts 1 verse 8, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." This verse will also underpin the messages over the next several weeks. Over a period of 3.5 years, Jesus trained his disciples in effective evangelism through his teaching and demonstration and their actual involvement, followed by his feedback. His engagement with Zacchaeus in a public place, Luke 19:1-9, his encounter with the woman of Samaria by the well, John 4:1-42, and his various public teaching and preaching are examples of his methods. Jesus not only trained his disciples, but as he prepared to go to the cross, he promised to send the Holy Spirit to them to empower them for effective service. "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you." John 14:15-18. Jesus said in Luke 5:32, "I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And in John 4:34-35, he said, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest." This he said as he looked at the throng of Samaritans streaming out of their villages to come and hear him after they had heard the witness of the woman at the well whose life had been transformed. Jesus gave his disciples the mandate that represented his purpose, that we know as the Great Commission. "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Matthew 28:19-20. The Great Commission overwhelmingly emphasizes the importance of evangelism. The priority of evangelism is clearly seen in Acts 1 verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me. The Holy Spirit's coming was to energize, enable, and empower believers to do what Jesus did in his earthly ministry. But not just that, for he said in John 14 verse 12, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. He was here alluding to the empowerment of the Holy Spirit that would enable the believers to take the gospel worldwide through evangelism. The promised Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2, verses 1 to 4. The truly spectacular and earth-shattering event of that day when the church was born might mesmerize us and we lose sight of the central point. But Luke said in Acts 2, 12-13, so they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, whatever could this mean? Others looking said, they are full of new wine. The Holy Spirit, however, empowered Peter to put the happenings in proper perspective and to bring to bear the focus on evangelism. In Acts 2, 12:14-38, he preached the first Christian sermon in the new era. Peter, the impetuous and unreliable disciple who had denied Jesus, now empowered by the Holy Spirit, concentrated on the main mission, that of reaching lost men and women with the life-transforming gospel of Jesus Christ. In Acts 2:36, he stated emphatically, therefore, let all the house of Israel know, assuredly, that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Verse 37, now when they heard this, they were caught to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter gave a clear and unequivocal answer. Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promises to you and to your children and to all who the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2:38-39. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to his protege Timothy, said, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned to fables. But be you watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. 2 Timothy 4, 1-5. The word evangelist always refers to a specific office of ministry for the purpose of preaching the gospel to non-believers. It appears here in 2 Timothy 4, verse 5, in Ephesians 4, 11, and in Acts 21, verse 8. God's eternal priority is salvation of lost humanity. He is a missional God. Otherwise stated, he's a God with a mission. That is what the Great Commission is about, God's mission. That is why evangelism is the primary outcome of empowerment by the Holy Spirit. God's mission is driven by his love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Believer, are you engaged in evangelism? God's priority must be our priority. We cannot be empowered by the Holy Spirit and not engage in evangelism. Jeremiah, who before his birth was called by God and anointed as a prophet to the nation of Israel, exclaimed in his frustration with the ridicule he experienced in his ministry, "I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name, but his word was in my heart, like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not." Jeremiah 20, verse 9. Is the word of God burning in your heart? We must be like Jeremiah. We should not hold back. We must engage in evangelism. Jeremiah, after this statement, went on to proclaim the word of the Lord to the nation. Next week, evangelism, the Jesus way.
It is our prayer that you are blessed and challenged by the message delivered this morning by Reverend Jacob McLean, pastor of the Hampton Green Missionary Church located at 2 St. John's Road, Spanish Town, St. Catherine. As always, we invite you to write to us for comment or counsel. Our email address is mcaj@cwjamaica.com. We invite you to join us again next Sunday, same time, for another Grace Hour broadcast. Thanks once again to the Calvary Missionary Church located at 5 Highbury Crescent, Morant Bay, St. Thomas, for sponsoring this morning's broadcast. Reverend Patricia Salmon and the congregation invite you to worship with them in their morning service at 9. The Great Story is brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm Nigel Wilkinson, and we pray that you would experience God's richest blessings during the coming week.
Thank you.